What song is practically every child across the nation singing? Unless you've been living under a rock, most of you have heard it. Here's a couple hints. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 5 weeks. That's a huge deal because it's not the latest single from an A-level artist, no. It's from the Disney animated feature film, Encanto. If you still don't know the answer and have children around you, ask them this question. We don't talk about who? Bruno! We don't talk about Bruno! No, no, no. This song has become one of the biggest songs ever. In the movie, Bruno is the uncle that no one talks about. His name is not to even be mentioned. This song reminded me of another name that many don't want you to talk about, Jesus. Demons tremble at even the mention of it. Say it with me, Jesus. Since the day the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her she would have a son and his name was to be Jesus, the power in his name has forever changed the world. After his crucifixion, the Jewish leaders thought they were done with Jesus. They were hoping his influence and his name would be no more, and no one would ever talk about Jesus again. Well, they were wrong. Jesus rose from the grave, conquered sin and death, and then appeared no less than 10 times to his disciples, as well as to over 500 of his followers for a period of 40 days. On the 40th day, he ascended into heaven. So to say people were talking about Jesus would be a massive understatement. They couldn't stop talking about Jesus. They saw him. He spoke to them. He appeared in places, walked and talked with them, and even had a fish breakfast on the beach with his disciples. Jesus' resurrection changed everything. After Jesus ascended to heaven, his disciples waited in Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit. This came on the day of Pentecost, and from that day until today, those who believe in him, call upon his name, are saved, filled with his Spirit, and commissioned to go and tell the world about him. Peter and John were two disciples of Jesus on mission and could not be silent. They healed a lame man in Jesus' name and preached about Jesus' resurrection in Jerusalem. This once again made the same Jewish leaders who had delivered Jesus up to be crucified very angry. They wanted to know, by what power or by what name have you done this? Peter made it very clear to them. Acts 4:10 through 12. If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who is lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. What else was there to say? Well, while the boldness of Peter and John did amaze these religious leaders, it angered them all the more. So they threatened them to not speak or teach anymore in the name of Jesus. Do not talk about Jesus. Acts 4:19 and 20. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." Oh yeah, they talked about Jesus and they never stopped. There is power in the name of Jesus. It is the name above every other name, and one day, at the mention of it, every knee will bow. That's the truth. We are here for such a time as this, and the only hope for this world is in the name of Jesus. So by all means, let's talk about him. I'm Lori Klein.